Hey there, Chris Piercy here of GYSD Coaching, here today talking to you about honesty. Now, this is about honesty across various different aspects of life. This has come about because of a situation with honesty in my own life. As you may be aware, or maybe you're not, I'm a hypnotherapist and life coach. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I don't need help myself sometimes, because, you know, it's always good to talk to someone to kind of, you know, get things out. So therapists have therapists. So I was chatting to my life coach the other day about a situation in my life, and details of which not that important. I can kind of skim over them because you don't care about that in particularly. Well, you might do, but I'm not telling you anyway, so shut up. My life coach turned around and she said to me, "The reason why this is bothering you so much is because you're not being honest with yourself. You're not being honest with your feelings." And then I thought about it, and I was like, holy shit. She's absolutely hit the nail on the head. I was there kind of pushing this thing away in my head and going, no. And ultimately, that was doing me a disservice. That was causing me stress. That was just bothering me greatly. And that meant that I had to be completely honest about something in a situation that honesty didn't feel quite right because of how the land lied with stuff. But ultimately, I had to be completely honest, and I was, and I feel better for it. You know, the outcome wasn't what I wanted, but I don't have that feeling anymore where it just doesn't feel right within me. Kind of at a core level, I didn't feel right. And being honest allowed me to kind of open up and get rid of that feeling, even if the end result wasn't what I wanted. So today, that's why it's come about. So today I'm going to be diving into various different aspects of honesty. Now, I want to start off just to kind of lighten the mood slightly. I put a poll out on my Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram, it's GYST Life Coaching. Go and follow me, put some stuff on there. I put a poll out on there asking people if it's ever okay, 100% okay, to lie. And so, I mean, the poll hasn't finished yet, but the majority, you know, 82% said yes. And then there was then like 18% that said no. So they're saying in no circumstances is it ever okay to lie. Well, I hope if that's the case, they never try and plan a surprise party. It's like, okay, well, obviously, if you're planning someone a surprise party and they ask if you're planning something for their birthday, you know, you have to lie, because otherwise the surprise party. So there's some wiggle room. We'll get into, I thought that was a funny way to kind of ease things, easing the tension, maybe. If you've not seen Happy Gilmore, that's lost on you, but you should definitely watch Happy. Now, the interesting thing about honesty, with regards to things that occur within our lives, is that we have something which we believe to be the truth. Like if we're recalling events that have happened, we'll go, this is how I remember it, so this is the truth. Whereas someone else might remember it slightly differently, and therefore their truth is different to your truth, but you're both saying it's the truth. So you could both be being honest about what you think has happened, and you can't both be right. You could both be wrong, but it's interesting that when you are honest about something, you might not necessarily be in agreement with someone, but that doesn't mean that either of you are right or wrong, which is one of the reasons that, you know, arguments can happen in life, in relationships and whatever, is because of remembering things differently to the person you're talking to. It's difficult because you can't just say, oh, as soon as someone starts saying, oh, you're remembering that wrong, you know, if that happens on a regular basis, that's what's called gaslighting. And if that happens on a regular basis, you know, are you always remembering it wrong? Dodgy. But, you know, we are humans, we are capable of making mistakes, and therefore, yeah, you can remember things incorrectly. But, yeah, just kind of a note that just because someone is saying something's true and you remember it differently doesn't mean that you're remembering it correctly. So, And if you do feel like you're being gaslighted, and I'll probably do a whole episode on this, then start writing down stuff as soon as it happens so that you've got it fresh in your memory. Because one of the things that happens, and this is... I will do something on gaslighting at some point, but one of the things that happens when we're talking about events that have happened is that we tell the story to someone, oh, this happened, or we get asked about something, oh, this happened. Now, each time we retell that story, it gets a little bit more ingrained into us. It becomes kind of more chiseled in as the truth. And sometimes we, depending on the situation, we start embellishing details of that story. We start kind of, and we often, depending on our personality, can portray ourselves as the hero in that story. And we make ourselves look better, or we might make ourselves look worse, depending on the nature of the story. And the more details you add in and the more you tell that story, the more truthful to you it becomes, which doesn't necessarily mean it's actually the truth. So you can be being honest with what you think is true whilst having added like kind of details to things which, and they didn't actually happen, but it makes the story more interesting. So that's why we've done it. So bottom line is, there can be difference in truths. So remember that if you're ever getting into an argument about what something is, about what has happened in your life, or, you know, happened in a particular situation, and be very careful about, be very watchful when it comes to gaslighting. Feelings. This is something which is incredibly important to be honest about, particularly within the realms of friendships, familial relationships, and romantic relationships as well. You know, our feelings, there is no... This is where truth is not subjective. Like, if you've ever had someone, oh, you don't feel like that. It's like, oh, piss off, you don't know how I feel. You have no idea how I feel inside. Like, so don't tell me, in the words of Johnny Depp, don't tell me what it feels like to be punched. It's like, no one knows how you feel apart from you. And that is an absolute truth, because no one can deny how you feel. And this is where it's so important to be 100% honest, I think, with some wiggle room. Which will, and when I say wiggle room with regards to feelings, it's when someone says, oh, does this look good on me? It's like, well, sometimes you need to go, no, it doesn't. That's because then they'll change and wear something better. But sometimes when you're like, well, I wouldn't choose to wear it, but yeah, it looks all right. You know, that's kind of that white lie kind of wiggle room you might find. But, you know, in terms of kind of important feelings, it's really important to be 100% honest, I think, because if you don't, then what's going to happen is you're not being true about what's going on. So if someone says, how are things in our relationship, and you feel that they're not heading in the right direction, or you're not feeling great about things, but you don't want to hurt them, then what happens? They think, they carry on as they are, thinking that things are going all right. You're thinking, ugh, things aren't going in the right direction, and therefore nothing changes, so it carries on in the kind of steady decline that it might be on. So maybe that's an extreme example, maybe it's the perfect example, but your feelings, like I said, and I've said far too many times now, that they are absolute truth. So it's important to be 100% honest, because then whatever situation your feelings are relevant in can be resolved in the best way possible. So if someone has hurt you, then be honest with them and say, when you did this, it made me feel this. And if you keep doing this, I'm going to keep feeling like this, because I don't know how to not feel like this when you do that. So this needs to happen, or that needs to happen, or I feel like our relationship isn't working, or I feel like you're taking advantage of me as a friend, or I feel like you only ever come to me if there's a problem. You never come to me asking me how I am. I'm always the one that has to listen. I'm never the one that's heard. You know, your feeling, everyone's feelings are valid. And a lot of people can go through life without having their feelings ever validated because of how they've been brought up or how they've been treated in past relationships, how they've been taken advantage of as a friend. And it's really important to actually validate feelings. And if you haven't got someone to do that, to help you through that, to do that for you, so if someone's not asking how you are, if someone's not really, if someone says, how are you? Oh, by the way, this is about me. Then that's not validating your feelings. You know, if you're, someone validates your feelings by asking how you are and then listening, and then and truly listening, not going, okay. Yeah, but I've got this problem, which is why I wanted to talk to you. I only asked how you were, so I could, you could ask how I am, and I could talk about my thing. So that is not your feelings being validated. So if you haven't got someone validating your feelings, then your feelings can feel like, oh, they don't matter. And you may have heard people say, oh, it's like my feelings don't matter. And maybe you feel like that yourself. And if it is the case that you're sat there going, well, yeah, I've been made to feel like my feelings don't matter. Here's something you can do. Validate your own feelings. Might be a slightly odd thing to do, but you can just say to yourself, how are you feeling, Chris? And I can say, well, actually, and then you write it down. Wonderful exercise in like developing your feelings, developing your association with your feelings, and actually validating your own feelings. Because having validated feelings is such an important thing, because it kind of, it makes you a whole human being. Your feelings and emotions, you know, this is what separates us from the animals, is that we have a greater sense of sentience of and self, right? So, and without feelings and emotions, you just kind of feel like, well, what am I then? You know, feelings and emotions are really, really important. So, you know, validating your own feelings, whilst it might sound a bit weird, is a really important thing to do, because you're going to dive in and find out what is actually going on for you. And if you are in a situation where people only come to you because they want something, or you feel like you're on the wrong end of a mismatch in terms of, you know, people asking how you are and you asking how they are and whatever, then, you know, this is where boundaries come into it. I've got a whole episode on boundaries. I'll put a link in the show notes, so you can go and listen to what I say in that, and that may be helpful. But actually putting out there how you're feeling honestly to people is the best way to get to a more truthful and lay a better foundation for your life. Because if you go through your relationships with people, and this is all relationships from romantic to family relationships, not being honest with your feelings, then you are going to, you are putting yourself, and let's want to be clear about this, you are putting yourself in this situation where you get treated potentially worse and worse, or you get ignored more and more in terms of who you are and what you do for people. Because you are choosing not to be honest. I mean, it, even if your voice shakes, even if it feels horrendous and you're like, doesn't feel right inside to be honest about your feelings, you still have to do it. Because the fact that it's so hard for you to do that proves just how much you need to do that. Yeah? Does that make sense? Am I making sense? I really hope I'm making sense on that. So I hope I've really underlined and probably gone over far too many times the importance of being honest about your feelings. Next on to an interesting thing, and kind of what I was talking about at the beginning with my situation. The importance of being honest with yourself. Now, this kind of ties in with what's been said so far, but most of what's been said so far has been with regards to, you know, disagreements, relationships, things like that, where there's kind of a, there's a dialogue perhaps about things. We're talking now about being honest with yourself. So this is about, you know, a monologue with yourself. Pretty sure you can't have a monologue with someone else, but it's about you. So let's say you've got goals in mind. Let's say you want to achieve things. Let's say you want to write a book, or you want to lose some weight, or you want to, you know, learn a musical instrument. You know, someone asks, how's that going? Not too bad, blah, 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 and like, or no, it's not going great, or whatever. You are only ever going to achieve the things that you want to achieve by putting in the effort that needs to be put in. So this is where it's important to be honest with yourself about what you're doing. It's like, well, I'm trying to lose the weight. Yeah, but you also ate a whole sleeve of Maryland cookies last night. So I'm not saying don't do that, but what I am saying is that you being honest with yourself about how committed you are to doing this. Are you being honest with yourself about whether you set yourself up in the right way to achieve this? Now, if you say to yourself, I haven't got time to do something, how many hours have you spent scrolling through Instagram? It's like, being honest with yourself is... Like, there's no... I mean, I'm just going to have a think. So I've written very loose notes on this, which is why perhaps this is a bit rambly. But I can't think of a single example where it's of benefit to be dishonest with yourself. I mean, if you can think of something, then drop me a message, chris@gysdcoaching.co.uk. Leave a comment. I can't think of one thing, one way in which being dishonest with yourself is going to be beneficial. And maybe it's a case that you don't know how you feel about stuff because you haven't had your feelings validated in the past, which is why the previous exercise is so good. Because once you've written down, ask yourself, how am I feeling? And you've got, you know, those things in front of you. Then you can start implementing those into your life. And this, of course, works both ways. If you're someone who is low on self-confidence, low on self-worth, self-esteem, then it's important to be honest with yourself with regards to things that you've achieved. So if you've done something really well and you struggle to be proud of yourself, it's probably because you're not actually giving yourself any credit. So if you've done something well and people are saying, oh, wow, that's actually really good, well done. And you're like, oh, whatever. It's like the best example I can think of, and this is casual sexism perhaps, but it's when a woman puts on something and she makes a good effort and someone says to her, oh, that's you look really nice tonight, that's a really lovely dress, and they go, oh, this old thing. It's like, how about just saying thank you? You know, it's the kind of reductionist view or reductionist attempt on, because, oh, if someone says something nice to me, I might start feeling good about myself, god forbid. It's like, yeah, be honest with yourself about receiving compliments, about your achievements, because, you know, if you have done something well, give yourself on the pat of the back, to say, yeah, I have done well, and then you will feel better. I'm not saying you're going to feel completely better, and, you know, all the self-esteem issues are going to be completely gone, but it's going to be a step in the right direction. So be honest with yourself about your achievements. Say, yeah, I've done well. I did really well at that. And equally, when you fuck up, be honest about that. Say, yeah, I really dropped the ball on that one. I really could have done that better. And what? So I've messed up. I did something wrong. How am I then going to do it better next time? Or what can I now do to make up for this? Be honest with yourself about all of it. You will have a pretty clear idea just right now. No, you'll know how honest you want to be with people. And I think most of the time people say, oh yeah, I'm 100% honest. It's not actually true, because, you know, they will lie about tiny little things. But, you know, I'd say most people are in the 90s somewhere. Now, I think that, I think I've made it very clear that honesty with regards to all of this is very, very important for your own self-worth, your self-confidence, and just feeling right and true to yourself. That's what good honesty gets you. The problem lies where lies, huh? Pun. The problem is that whilst you're being as honest as you are being, that's not to say that people are going to be that honest with you. I mean, we kind of think, well, people should be honest with other people. There's absolutely no guarantee that you are not going to be lied to, even by the people closest to you, and about important things sometimes as well. So it's hard because when people lie and seem to get some benefit out of lying, lying can seem that little bit more tempting. So, well, they just flat out lied and they got away with it, and then they got benefits out of it. So why am I bothering to tell the truth? Why am I continuing to tell the truth? Well, there's absolutely no reason to expect that anyone should be 100% honest with you, or in the high 90s honest with you. It should happen. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to. But just because you're being lied to doesn't mean that you should allow yourself to drop down to whatever level that might be. Yep, someone lied and now they've got a better life because of it. So what? Their life is completely out of your control. What you can control is who you are as a person. Now, if you're someone who really, lying really, really bothers, then do you really honestly think that you are going to enjoy a life where you know that you've got somewhere because you have lied? The people who lie, get away with it, and have a better life, they are made up of different things to you and me. They are capable of just going, well, I don't understand. I got what I wanted, so why does it matter that I lied? Because I got what I wanted. Now, this is a kind of very kind of narcissistic trait, or sociopathic trait. You are, the fact that you're even listening to this suggests to me that you are not that type of person. So acting as if you're that type of person is not going to make you feel good. It's going to be going against those kind of core values of honesty which you hold true and kind of define who you are as a person. So just because people lie and get away with it and whatever and get great things because they lied doesn't mean that you should carry on doing that. And that doesn't make you an idiot. It doesn't make you a mug. It doesn't, you know, make you silly. It makes you a good person. And because if you're looking at someone saying they lied, that makes them a bad person, and then you're tempted to do the same thing, you're going to end up feeling like you think they are. So if you think they are a bad person or they are scum or whatever for lying, then by lying yourself, you're going to feel like scum or an idiot or whatever it is that you think. So don't drop down to whatever levels people drop down to get what they want. Be honest. Be a good person. Be honest with your feelings. Be honest with your emotions. Be honest with yourself. And whilst you might not have everything you desire in the world, because sometimes you have to lie to get that sort of stuff, whilst you might not have that sort of life, you will have the sort of life where you feel calm and centered at your core. And that feeling cannot be bought with all of the lies in the world. If you have enjoyed listening to me ranting away about honesty, then please consider subscribing. If you are interested in having a conversation with me about me being able to help you as a hypnotherapist or life coach, then leave a comment or email me, chris@gystcoaching.co.uk. I'll leave a link in the show notes for that. I look forward to catching you for another episode of the Gist of It podcast soon. I've been Chris Pearcey. Goodbye.